good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What a beautiful day it is, you guys. The weather is beautiful here in D.C., and I'm just excited about being with you guys, as always, every Wednesday right here live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, where we have over 1 million listeners worldwide. Why? Because we are one of the number one internet radio station networks in the world, and because we're streaming live on over 100 streaming outlets live every day, every hour, every minute, one of them being iHeartRadio.com. This is just an exciting move that God has done, and I'm so thankful to be a part of the BBS Radio family. I want to thank my producer, Doug, and his partner, Don, and both of them are just amazing. So it's just such a great situation. So anyway, I'm so glad that you guys can come and join the family right here with us, me and comedian Gina G, my co-host, who will be joining us in a few. But I'm just so excited about all that's going on, and I'm so glad when Wednesdays come, and I'm looking forward to expansion and more time with you. Okay, so now we're at the beginning of the show. Our guest is Tony Terry. You know him, When I'm With You. Sorry about my singing, but it's only for the Lord anyway. He loves my singing. Anyway, When I'm With You, he's joining us. He's got new stuff going on. He's got tour dates going on. You don't want to miss it. He's got a plethora of 80s and 90s hits. So you all, if you don't know Tony Terry, you're going to know about him today. But he is known all over as the hit wonder of the soul and R&B and new jack music sound, you guys. So tune in for that. He'll be joining us shortly. And also, comedian Gina G, like I said, is going to be joining me, bringing What's the Tea and What She Say? And our girl, Down Girl, our poet and minister of the gospel, but she also writes poetry. She's going to be bringing us a spoken word today. Estelle Monroe Gant is going to be joining us. I don't know what is going on with me putting Brooks with Estelle's name. Lord, help me. Estelle Monroe Gant, my sister, is going to be joining us. Love her so much. She's going to be coming on. And that's what we got today. So we got Ministry Moment and all of that. Let's start right away with the weather. We have today in D.C. 73 degrees and partly cloudy. It's going to go up in D.C. today to 76, so that's going to be our high. Detroit, you are 71 degrees. Your high today is going to be 76 degrees. You got sunshine all day as well. Jacksonville, Florida, partly cloudy, 80 degrees. Right now you got expected thunderstorms. Coming around noon, your high is going to be 85 nonetheless. Dallas, Texas, you are 80 degrees right now. Your high is going all the way up to 90. I'm not surprised. London, you are 67 degrees. Sunny right now. Your low tomorrow is going to be, you're waking up to 50 degrees and your high tomorrow is going to be 70. Los Angeles, L.A., I'm coming back to see you. 66 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 80 degrees. And let's see. Let's go to Augusta, Georgia. I'll be seeing you, Augusta, October the 12th at the family reunion, iHeart Family Reunion Celebration. Gina G and I are going to be there. You got to look for us. I can't wait to see you. Please come up to us and say something to us, you guys. Give us a hug. Show us some love. All right. You are cloudy right now, Augusta, 75 degrees, and your high is going to be 81. Let's go all the way to South Australia. You are 64 degrees right now. You're waking up to 56 degrees. Lots of wind expected, but you are going to have a high of 97 degrees tomorrow. Kenya, you are 80 degrees right now. You got thunderstorms going on right now as we speak. You're waking up tomorrow at 73, and you got rain showers and thunderstorms all week long. Hawaii, you are 57 degrees. You are partly cloudy, and your high is going to be 71 degrees, but you got showers in the midst of all of that. You're waking up to 56 degrees, and you got showers all week long. Australia, you are partly cloudy right now, 52 degrees. You're waking up to 53. Your high tomorrow is going to be 82. You're expected a lot of winds as well. Puerto Rico, you are 81 degrees. That is your high right now. You're going to be waking up to 68 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 80, and you got thunderstorms. It's expected to come all throughout next Friday. So just please stay dry. Be aware of that. And listen, if I didn't name your city, continent, nation, country, whatever, however, Listen, no matter what the weather is, no matter what's going on around you, in you, through you, behind your back, in front of you, it doesn't matter. God is still in control, and he has the final say. I just want you to know that you are in good hands. Give it all to him, every concern. Give all to him, every discontentment, anything and everything that you have going on. Give it to the Father now, and he will take care of you. You know why? Because he loves you. And I love you too. All right, listen, we're going to take a sponsorship break right now, and then we're going to be back with Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back.
Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Amen to that. I love John Eckhart and his projects. I love every last one of them. Listen, 2 Kings 6 and 16, don't be afraid, Elijah answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So there are more for us than there is against us. So I want you to be encouraged by that, because it's just in my spirit that a lot of times we might get in situations, relationships, or, you know, maybe family, friends, or dating or whatever, and things just don't work out. Maybe there is a difference in opinions, different views, different mindsets, of course, all of the same, but yet there is some difference, or maybe it's just the way each of you were raised. Everybody's got a different perspective on situations, and they have different tendencies and different character traits, and you're just two individuals, and sometimes that just does not mesh. And some people react in a certain way that may not be the way you would act. And I know we hear, you know, do unto those as you would have them do unto you, but some people just don't reciprocate that. So, and I just want you to not be disappointed or discouraged, to know that. And whenever you do something, do it because you truly want to do it, but also do it unto God. And that, when I say that, you have to do it unto God first, because first of all, God wants to order your steps, and he wants you to connect with those that he wants you to connect with, and he wants to protect you, and he wants to lead you, guide you, and keep you nice and safe, your heart, your mind, and your soul. So sometimes, you know, we get in situations and not even seek God about it. We think that it's okay. Maybe they speak a little kingdom language. Maybe they, you know, do a couple of nice things. But then the root of things in their soul and in their heart starts manifesting. And a lot of times we're, you know, walking blindly, whereas God is our sight. He is our shield, our buckler, our protector. He's our guiding light. I mean, he reveals truth in every way, and he keeps us safe that way if we seek him about everything. And even partnerships with in business, some people, it might sound good, and the pitch is well, the numbers look good, but it becomes a failure because it wasn't what God wanted you to connect with. So all things that are good or look good are not necessarily for you. They're not necessarily your breakthrough, your favor, your blessing. So, you know, and I think we get so sidetracked, and we get discouraged when things don't work out, and we say, well, God, what happened? I thought, you know, this relationship would be good. I thought it would be beneficial. I thought it would be kingdom. I thought it would win souls. I thought it would change lives. I thought all these things. But see, the thing is, we thought, and what we think is the Bible says that our ways are not his ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. So truly, when we're thinking of stuff and it's not on our own, it could very well be our own thoughts. So we thought stuff on our own. So if it wasn't in God's plan, then it wasn't going to manifest as God predestined, because it wasn't his plan. You see? So I want to encourage you guys to know that no matter what someone has done or said against you, whatever door has been opened because you just, you know, were led astray, or you assumed or you were hoping that it would be God, and you just took a step, you know, God will still restore. He will still replenish. But I want you to know that there are so many more for you. Those are angels that are encamped around you, warring for you, protecting you. So even though it may seem like, oh, my God, I got myself in this situation. I'm, you know, it took my money. It took my heart. It took my time. It took, you know, my thought process. I can't get the time back. Yes, you can. God will restore everything that the cankerworm and the caterpillar has stolen and eaten of yours, everything that the devil tried to destroy. He will restore it for you because he loves you, and he knows that a lot of times, you know, that's why it says in the Bible, be anxious for nothing, because a lot of times we're anxious. We're anxious for a relationship. We're anxious for a breakthrough in our finances. We're anxious for our ministry to go forth. We're anxious for comfort and all of this stuff. And so sometimes, you know, what, you know, the enemy comes in disguises because he comes to seek, kill, and destroy. And so he's going to disguise himself to look like it's something of God. And so you have to be very slow to move, slow to speak, and be quick to always listen to God. So like I said, no matter what it is, whatever they've done, no matter what they've said, you will be healed, you will be restored, you will be replenished. God is more than able. Just make that 360-degree turnaround from that situation and turn it back over to God and let him do it, and allow him to have you to forgive and allow you to have peace in your heart, okay? Well, I just wanted to give you that. And I am just so thankful for the ministerial moments, and I hope that it encourages you, because I can only tell you things that I have learned and things that God has revealed to me. These are all things that I have learned along the way, and it's not easy, but, you know, and it's like, dang, how could I have not known that? Or, you know, wow, look at how much time. But all I can say is, as long as, just be thankful in whatever the situation is. Find something to be thankful to God about. Like, gosh, I'm so glad it ended quicker. You know, and it wasn't a long length of time. I can tell you, I got plenty of situations that I connected with people, and I was so thankful that God broke it off or broke me away from it sooner than later. You know, so just think about the consequences if you stayed in that situation longer. If your father just turned his head and said, well, they just going to get what they deserve. They should have listened to me. That's not the kind of God that we serve. God is so faithful that he's going to keep on chasing you down. He's going to keep chasing you down. And he's going to keep throwing, things to block it and distract you so you can get away from it. That's how faithful he is. But listen, I'm just so glad that you guys hear this and you receive it and you can apply it. And I just pray that God continues to heal you, deliver you, expand you, and mature you in every way, and bless you and your family. This has been Ministerial Moment, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
What's up, everybody? This is Tracrae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, so keep it locked.
All right, now joining us right now, live right here, is Antonio Tony Terry joining us. He is an American soul, New Jack Swing singer from Washington, D.C., who has several, and I'm talking about several R&B hits, from the 80s and 90s, and he's continually to performing and doing all kind of sorts of things. I'm talking about When I'm With You, Everlasting Love, She's Fly. I mean, Lovey-Dovey, Head Over Heels. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Bad Girl, Come Home With Me, Full Time Girl. Thank you so much for joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Tony Terry, how are you?
What's going on, Dr. Gina Prince? How are you?
I am just so excited to have you on. I had heard that you was in town in D.C. last week, and I said, let me ask Prince about getting with his people.
Well, I'm sorry you're breaking up. I think we have a bad connection because I'm losing most of what you're saying. I don't know that you can hear me well, but I can't hear you that well.
Okay, I was saying that I was so excited to hear that you was in town last week. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, you better, yeah.
Okay.
Were you there at the show?
He was in town last week, and I missed the show, but I know it was amazing, and I just had to get Prince on the call with Prince and had him. He's a he's a manager to Glenn Jones and so many others, and so I was like, in booking agent, so I was like, let me get Tony Terry. I got to get him, and so he went and made this happen, so I'm really very, very, very excited about it all. And we're just trying to get this technical situation going. Okay, so, yeah, you were in town. I heard the show was amazing in all kind of ways. Did you enjoy performing here in D.C.? I know because this is where you're from.
D.C. is home, so, yeah. You know, we had a sold-out show. We've been asked to come back again already. So I'm looking forward to coming home. Yeah, the show was great. The show is great.
Oh, wow. I definitely got to come when you come back. Definitely. That's a definite.
You're going to be there the third? That'll be the third time. You have to come.
I have to come. When do you know what month it's in?
No, they haven't secured the date yet. But
when it's secured, you make sure that your manager, Tony, gets in touch with me somehow through email or something. Send me a blast. Let me do my social media stuff and announce it and everything on air. So, and that plus, I want to make sure I'm there. But I had to call Prince, like I said, I don't know how many times already, but I had to call Prince and tell him to get you on for this interview because, man, oh, man, look at all the hits you have going on. Tony, tell us a little bit how it all started. You with music in D.C. growing up here. What part of town were you raised in? Southeast, Northeast, Northwest?
I was kind of all over the city. I've lived in South, Southeast, Northeast, Northwest. I think the only part of the city I didn't live in was Southwest. And then, of course, Landover, Maryland. I was kind of all over the city. I was a product of Mayor Marion Barry's summer youth employment program, which allowed me to do street theater. So that was kind of like the first thing that made me, I mean, I've always been singing my whole life, but then Fame came on in the 80s and I thought, wow, that was a high school. I thought, wow, that's what high school is like. And I was already in high school, but I was in a regular high school. I was at Parkdale Senior High School in Maryland. And then I thought, wow, if that's what high school can be like, I want to go there. So I found Duke Ellington and I auditioned. Actually, I asked my mom if I could audition. She said, no.
Oh, wow.
She said, no. And then the next year, I kind of didn't ask my mother if I could audition. I just went and did.
Wow.
And then I got in. And, I wasn't, at that time, I was not a D.C. resident. So I had to move out of my parents' house and go live with my aunt, who did live in D.C., so that I could legally go to school. And, you know what I'm talking about?
This is exciting because there's some people here, you know, that want to get into acting and all this. And we didn't have social media then. And, I mean, I'm wondering, like, you know, following your dreams, what would you advise those? Because, like you said, you didn't even ask permission. You just went for it. You felt like, I got to do this. What inspiration can you give to those that just say they're like doing like a jump rope? They're trying to figure out, should they jump in or stay out? What should they do?
Well, first of all, you have to assess your talent level. No, like I wasn't like walking around here thinking that I was the best thing since sliced bread or anything like that. It's just that I've been singing since I was a kid, like a young child. So I never really had to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I've always known that it was going to be music. I've always known it. Never questioned it. Just never thought about that it was going to be something else. It just was going to be this, and that's what it was going to be.
Wow. And so when did you know that you can sing? Like, who was the first person that said, hey, you can sing? Like, you got talent. I mean, you knew that, but who confirmed that for you? Do you remember?
I come from a musical family. I come from a family of singers. And
wow.
So, you know, my grandmother sang. My mother tried to, although she can't really. Listen, just, you know, I love you, but you know, it is what it is, okay?
it skipped her and went to you.
So I, at church, you know, at like six or seven years old, that's when it started, and then it just kind of grew from there. We always had little kid groups with my cousins, and then it just, you know, just the next thing was the next thing was the next thing. And it always seemed like it was supposed to be the next thing. You know, the next thing that happened was supposed to be the next thing to happen, if that makes any sense.
Wow.
Like, I didn't have to figure it out. I didn't have to figure it out. And I moved to New York right after, probably about 2 years after graduating high school, because I heard, and at that point, within the 2 years graduating high school, I had landed a job with a famous restaurant chain who shall be nameless. And I worked myself my way all the way up to management level within that 2 years. And then I had heard about an audition in New York, and I literally took my keys off my hip and told the assistant manager that he was the boss.
Mm.
And I never went back.
Wow.
That was even before knowing that I had the job in New York. So I took my keys off. I left. He was like, you got to be kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. I'm never coming back.
You was faith walking and you was bold with it.
I went. I went to New York. I did the audition. I got the job. But what I didn't know was that the job was only paying $35 a week.
oh, my goodness.
But I was happy to have it because it was like, you know, I was doing what I wanted to do in a professional setting. And that was at Crossroads Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey, which is a historically famous. It's one of our premier black theaters in the country. That's where I got my
start. Wow.
And then from there on into New York City, and I had done a couple of odd jobs. I even sold battery-operated vibrating pillows door-to-door in New York City.
I remember those pillows. I think I had one. I remember those pillows. What in the world?
I sold enough of them joints to get me a bus ticket home. Do you understand me?
They paid us at the end of the day. Oh, my God. You must have been good. What was your sales pitch, Tony? Please
I was horrible. I wasn't cut out for that. You know what?
vibrating pillow.
I was not cut out for that. So I decided that, you know, now I've been in New York for a minute. I was working, but I remember having a cold or something, and I was tired. I had auditioned for Mama, I Want to Sing a couple of times and didn't get in. And one of my boys talked me into going to see this band that I went to see, and that really changed everything because I met a gentleman there who would turn out to be my producer, Ted Currier. He would be my manager. He produced Atomic Dog for George Clinton. And how that happened was when the band was finished, you know, they came down. My boy was friends with the music director of the band. And so he was like, you know, it's my boy Tony. He's a singer. And, you know, the guy was like, so what do you think about band? I was like, y'all is all right. Y'all just missing one thing. He was like, really? Like, you know, who is this cat telling me what we're missing? He was like, really? What's that? I said, me. What you think? So he asked me to start singing, and I started singing, and the guy behind me turned around. He's like, oh, where did you come from? And, you know, I was like 21, you know, just wise, sarcastic, you know. I said something corny, I'm sure.
You was a smart butt.
I was smart butt, yeah. and he gave me his card, and I didn't go home. I stayed. And about 2 weeks later, I called him. I don't know why I called him, but I called him late at night, maybe 11, maybe later than that. And he was in the studio. He was actually excited to hear from me. like, hey, man, I'm in the studio. Come on up. And I go, and at this time, I'm staying in New Jersey, and I have to catch the train and the bus to get into the city, and I go over to New York, and he's in there. He got Parliament Funkadelic in the studio working on the Boogie Boys. And I was like, what?
Wow.
I just blew me away. And my man, my friend who had introduced, who had taken me to the club the night that I met him, you know, he's just typical high-strung New Yorkian, you know, very fast-talking. And he was like, hey, yo, son, you put my boy in the booth. You'll fire all of them, Nick. You'll fire all of them. Word, son.
Oh, my God.
He did all that. And then Ted was like, oh, really? So he put me in the booth, and that was it. The Boogie Boys was famous for a record called A Fly Girl back in the
80s. Yeah, I remember.
It was a big hit. And then their follow-up record was an album called Survival of the Freshest, which was the first rap record that would have R&B hooks. It was on Capitol Records.
Wow.
After that, I was asked to come. While I was working on that record, I was asked to walk into a room and sing for this room full of people that I did not know. I was already in the vocal booth recording. They were like, yo, come in here for a second. Sing something for these people. You know, they were excited. They didn't tell me who the people were. So I was like, okay. And I probably started singing a Stevie Wonder song. I think it was, Living in the Sky. And I didn't know that that was the president and the vice president of Black Music at Capitol Records. And when I walked out of that room, they had offered, by the time I walked out, they had offered me a 7-album recording contract.
Woo!
So exactly. It wasn't like I was preparing for a situation and I had time to be nervous because I was going to this important meeting with all these record company executives and it was going to be the thing that could, I didn't even know who they were.
Right.
Wow. You know
what I mean? That is amazing, yeah. Tony. I mean, so everybody that's listening to this, you just got to take one step, take the next step, and take the next step because it just seemed like
just
every step you took.
That's all it was. It just was
And
I've been told no so many times. And then so after I did sign the deal with Capitol Records, and Capitol wanted me to record Nat King Cole's catalog. I was 21. I was like, huh? I'm not recording that. I just didn't get it. I didn't get the scope of, you know, how important that would have been for me to do. And I was, you know, my cocky self was like, no, not going to do it.
Right, wow.
And then the gentleman who signed me, you asked him for the story, so I'm telling you. The gentleman who signed me got fired from the label. Now, if you know anything about the music business and record company, it's ego-driven. All right.
Okay.
So my guy who signed me to the label was, you know, his job was to ensure that I had a successful run at the label. Well,
right.
He gets fired and the next guy who comes in didn't sign me. So he's looking to make a mark with somebody that he signed.
Wow.
Okay. So now I'm not his baby, if you will. I'm just kind of floating around the label, not really belonging to anyone. If that makes any sense.
Uh-huh.
And so then the guy that got fired was hired at Epic, Sony. And he convinced Epic. This was before I ever put out any records. He convinced Epic to pay $15 million for my contract to Capitol. And they bought it.
Wow.
And then they signed me over to Sony Epic Records with Michael Jackson and Tina Marie and Luther Vandross.
Look at that there.
And then She's Fly Happy came out, and they was like, well, we don't know what to do with this. We like it, but we don't know what to do with it. So it came out, and it started working. It just started working.
Just
and then,
the second,
in Lovey Dovey, then it came time for the second album, and they asked me to choose what I wanted the single to be.
Wow.
And I chose With You. And then they said, they actually called me into a meeting. The president of Sony called me into a meeting and said, Tony, we got to tell you. We think that only Stevie Wonder could do a record like this and get away with it. It's corny. It's not going to work.
No, they didn't.
So I was like, I just really wasn't hearing it. So they were like, well, we suggest you choose another song. Well, they were suggesting, but what they were really saying was, you have to choose another song. And I just wasn't hearing it. So they decided to teach me a lesson, and they was going to release the single with you because of my unrelenting, and they just would not support it. So they sent it out to radio as a blank label with a white label on it, no information. So, at the time, record companies would have, they call them LPMs, the local promotions managers, and that would be the person that would rock your record into the radio station. And they took my record into the station with no information on it, and it just started, radio programmers listened to it, and they started playing it, slowly started playing it. And then I was invited to be on The Party Machine. Remember that?
Yeah.
Came on after Arsenio Hall back in the day.
I do remember. Late at night.
So I was on that show. And then, I'm telling you, this is all God. So one day, I walked into our office, my management's office, and the phone was ringing. And the receptionist was not at her desk, and I answered the phone. And the person on the other side said, hello, this is Anita Baker. I'm trying to find Tony Tate.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay. Yeah, first of all, I didn't believe it. I didn't know why I didn't believe it, because it wouldn't have made any sense for it to have been a joke.
Right.
I would not have been the person to have answered that call.
Right.
Had the receptionist been there. So it was Anita Baker, and, I identified myself. When we started talking, and she told me she saw me on this show, and it woke her up, and she was excited, but she had not seen a video for it. And then I told her the story. I said the label didn't think it was a hit, and they weren't supporting it, and they didn't want, it just was going to be what it was going to be. And she said,
yeah.
What? She said, those fools wouldn't know a hit if it hit them in the forehead. She said, I'm on the label. I'm just going to say it because she said it, so I'm going to repeat it. She said, I'm on a label with Keith Washington, and he couldn't shine your shoes.
Okay. Vocally.
So, Tony Terry, I'm going to give you $50,000, and you go and you shoot a video for With You.
That was nice.
I'm looking at the phone like, this cannot be serious. She said, I'm going to send you the check, and I asked her how am I supposed to pay you back?
After you shot the video, that's when it really became one of the top
on
the Billboard.
After that, it took off.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's the blessing.
It took off.
We got to hear a little bit of your new song, Take Me, Tony Terry. We're going to listen to this, and we'll be right back because we want to know your social media information and what's your tour dates, because I know you're doing some dates. We got to get all of that so people can come and see you perform. We'll be right back. We're going to listen to Take Me.
I'm losing you. You're breaking up on me again.
We're going to be listening to Take Me by Tony Terry. We'll
are we about
be right
to play
back.
Take Me? Okay. We'll rock it.
Silly.
To the middle. got you grinning, and I'm falling in and falling. Ain't no need to run it. Come and get it. Tonight I'm gonna set it on fire. Take me to the river. Take me to the middle of the river and baptize.
All right. I love it, Sony. Take me. So now tell everybody where they can follow you and where they can get this music from.
Okay.
So, Tony, tell everybody what your social media is and where everyone can purchase Take Me.
Woo! I'm so glad we got reconnected. My social media is on IG, Mr. Tony Terry _. And on Twitter is, of course, Mr. Tony Terry. And Facebook, you know, my picture's on there with the blue check mark. So you can't help but find your boy.
All right, blue check mark.
Come through, check mark. No, all God is good. Things are going well. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you on your show.
Well, listen, tell everybody where your next performance is going to be. Do you know?
Yeah, I do. I got a few coming up.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, my next five shows are going to be, let me see. I got Pittsburgh coming up. Actually, I'm going to be back in D.C. on the 27th.
All right. I'll be in D.C.
on the 27th. But that's going to be a function at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts.
Okay.
And then I'll be in Pittsburgh on the 28th and 29th. And on October 4th and 5th, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale doing a play, actually, with Shantae Moore, which I'm really looking forward to, called Don't Count Me Out. If you're in Fort Lauderdale, you want to see this play. It's a great story about being counted out when someone counts you out and decides that you're done or it's
right.
over for you.
Ooh.
You know,
oh,
don't
wow.
count me
that's
out.
Good.
And you know,
you and then Moore, y'all gonna be singing,
being
Shantae, honey.
No, it's
good.
Great. It's great. It's really,
well,
really,
listen,
really great.
It was so
yeah.
great having you, Tony. We got to have you back because you got so much to say, and I love it. You are a great interview. I appreciate everything you shared. I know everybody is just super inspired by you, and I love your sense of humor, and you're just such a great dude, man. You got to come back.
Anytime, just let me know. I'd love to.
I will, and I'm going to see you when you get here in D.C., and again, you guys, go and follow him on the social media. It's official, so you'll know everywhere. All the dates and everything is official, so you can get your tickets and everything, but go and purchase Take Me, and we just love you, Tony. You're friends to the family of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat now.
Thank you. Now, you got to come on to my show.
Oh, absolutely. We got to work that out.
Yeah. I do a daily show on Fusion Radio here in Atlanta, 3 to 7, when I'm not traveling.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Let's work that out. Tell Tony and I'll tell Prince. We'll work that out.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much, okay?
Oh, love you. Thank you so much, Tony.
Love you back. All right.
Bye. Woo, that was such a good interview, you guys. Listen, it's just never enough time. Gina G.
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on, sister, with the trendy
Oh,
tea?
My goodness. Tony Terry took us out, didn't he?
Yeah, he took us, too.
Honey, he took us there. Do you understand me?
He did take us there.
He took us to the sponsor. I know him now, okay? I know more than I ever had known before.
We know him. We know him. That was a powerful story. Tell us what's going on. I know it's something going on in Bermuda. They got some kind of weather thing going on. Your husband is from there.
Yes, my husband. Yes, he is from Bermuda. They have a storm. But Bermuda is built for these hurricanes. I mean, their homes are made out of concrete. They're born on the rock. So they definitely know how to hunker down. So it's not like the Bahamas where, you know, when you've seen a lot of the homes made from wood and things of that nature. So these homes in Bermuda are to withstand these hurricanes. So they have hurricane parties.
So what they do is they cook, you know, they have alcohol, they play cards, you know, all the families in one place, and they have hurricane parties. So believe me, Bermuda is not worried about it. I know yesterday they just had some light rain. I spoke to my mother-in-law, and they just had light rain. So we will see what happens. But
what's going on, girl? What's going on with the trend?
There's a lot going on
in
the sea. Actually, they have Whitney Houston doing the hologram tour.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
They have Whitney Houston in this hologram tour. It's supposed to debut in the fall of 2020. I'm just going to need them to stop. That's just my opinion. That is my opinion. But can y'all just let Whitney just rest, please? I mean, her whole career, she has been in the limelight, but not so much of the good things. But I just definitely don't want this to be another, you know, just check on her list of bad stuff that happened, because it don't sound good. I'm not looking at a hologram. I can tell you that right now. I'm not paying for no hologram. That's number one. But we have a toy company in Pennsylvania are making, I know if you remember the little army toys, the little army men, the little green army men back in the day that they would play with. Now they're making female army ladies. I can't say female army men. But they're
nice.
Making the ladies. Yeah, so they'll be able to
I'm
fight and hoping
that.
The girl wins.
I'm
hoping
that.
The girl wins. I'm loving that. We have a new eel that has been identified, honey child, in the Amazon. You got to be careful because this eel lets off 860 volts versus the 650 volts of a regular eel. So if you are ever in the Amazon, which I don't plan on doing anything but flying over it, I will not be touching the eel. Trump has it's a new eel they found, a new species of eel. That now this one, I guess, the volt is 860 versus 650 of a regular eel. Just leave the eels alone.
I love this new trending
thing. Trump administration, they ban the e-cigarettes. They ban the e-flavored cigarettes. It's just amazing how Trump administration will be so quick to ban this e-cigarette from a few, I think there's only been 6 deaths from vaping and e-cigarettes, but yet we still got guns able to go into school. But we're not going to go there, but the e-cigarettes are banned, but not the guns. So there you have it. That's our president wrapped up in one. Felicity Huffman, which is the lady from Desperate Housewives, she was sentenced to only 14 days in prison for her bribery of getting her children's test scores. If I had the money to pay somebody to get my kid in there, I'm paying. People is giving this lady the blues, but I'm telling you right now, if I had the money to get my son in any school that he wanted to go to, guess what? I'm writing a check. Everybody keeps getting mad about this lady. Everybody's getting mad about this lady, but it's like, come on. If you have the money to get your kid in the best school, stop playing with me. You know you.
Girl,
you know
as many kids as money. As many kids as going to out of district schools now, fraudulent, using fake addresses and all that.
You heard Tony Terry, honey. He had to live with his grandmama to go to a good school. So I don't want to hear. Leave that lady alone. And they keep, they keep comparing her story with another young lady who got 5 years for sending her son in the wrong school district. But they keep leaving out the information that this young lady had. There was drugs involved, and there was other things involved in this young lady's case that's not in, in Felicity's case. So look, hey. That's how the rich do it, people. This ain't nothing new. Just social media and cameras and everything, folks, is getting caught. But I need y'all to leave the lady alone. 14 days is long enough to be served for having money to pay for your cheering. Anyway, Lamar Odom, Lord Jesus, is on Dancing with the Stars. Lord, that baby with two left feet. If somebody don't get Lamar Odom off of Dancing with the Stars, they say Dancing with the Stars.
Have you seen him?
Is it on?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. First of all, he looked like a slim Twizzler. He got on this burgundy velvet suit, and it is just the most. These football players and basketball players, they're not graceful. So it kills me to see them on Dancing with the Stars with these dancers with these beautiful dresses, and they're doing all this type of stuff. And he is just he's a basketball goal. That's it. He is just a tall. We need to cut him out. Basically, Dancing with the Stars is where your career goes to die. So hopefully Lamar Odom gets something else out of it, but I'm just keeping it real. You guys can tune in to that. I believe it comes on Monday. Just check him out. He ain't got kicked off yet, but I bet you it's coming. The judge declined this lady. Okay, so this lady who bailed out R. Kelly last year, she won her $100,000 back. First of all, ma'am, you was wrong for trying to bail R. Kelly out of jail anyway.
You should have let him where he was at and save your money, friend. But Gina, she got the nerve to ask for
the judge to give her money back.
What are these people? These people are crazy. Do you understand? Miami, and the judge said no. So I'm just saying, ladies, don't bail him out no more. Don't bail him out. And last but not least, I got to talk about this donut. Everybody going crazy over chicken sandwiches. You know, Popeyes had the chicken sandwich against the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Let me tell you what's happening. KFC said, hold up, let me get in it. And they got this new donut chicken sandwich. People, listen to me. Listen to me, because this is going to be my what she say. We're going to drag all of this in one. Stop trying stuff. Yeah, I said it. Don't you go out here and try this 18,000-calorie donut chicken sandwich from KFC. Because you're going to wind up with having a heart attack. Listen, it's two glazed donuts with the fried chicken in the middle. People. As I'm telling you, I don't know what everybody say.
I
gun
haven't
violence,
even heard
black
about
on black
that.
Crime, black on black crime killed most of black folks. No. Salt. Just like my boy Dave Chappelle said. Salt has killed more black people than anything in the world.
I haven't even heard about it.
And pick it up. No, Gina, don't you try that donut chicken sandwich.
I don't want it. So listen, Gina, tell everybody where they can follow you and how they can listen to us on all these
different outlets. Well, you guys already know where you can follow me. You can follow me on all social media platforms, Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 Funny. Facebook is T-O-O Funny. But you already know Dr. Gina's radio chat is Alexa. All you got to do is ask Alexa to play Gina's radio chat, and boom, we are in your face. If you got Google Play, you just go to BBS radio station. Number 1. And if you download the app, BBS app, you can just, come on, just click on us and just hear these beautiful voices every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, this has been an amazing show. Estelle Monroe Gant is going
to
take it from here and give us a spoken word.
Give
What's up, listener? And thank you so much for your patience, girl. Your segment was 20 minutes ago.
Pay for Joe.
We got to thank Tony Terry, because Tony Terry showed us the whole map. And if you guys are not inspired by that story, I don't know what is what. Okay, come on, Estelle.
Sister Queen.
It was a beautiful, beautiful program today. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed Tony Terry, too.
Yes.
So Gina G actually just touched on what I wanted to talk about. She said something that really, really rung in my spirit when she said that Bermuda is built for the hurricane.
Come on now.
So,
yes, ma'am.
And my poem was entitled Choose Life. But I scratched that out and I put hurricane proof.
Oh.
So
this is for everybody who has experienced the catastrophe of a hurricane, whether spiritually or naturally.
Okay.
So the poem goes, my inner peace was shaken by the complex devastation. I had a toxic situation, which would cost me my peace of mind, so I decided it was too expensive. In life, we have to make choices, and survival is learning to discern the right voices. The journey is hard, but only when we disregard the Creator's blueprint plan do we understand that our setbacks are a setup for our comebacks. The prerequisite for greatness is passing life classes. Only God can take you from the back row and set you before the masses. So if you anticipate my demise, that wouldn't be real wise, because even when it looks like I'm losing, God is proving I'm winning. Because I'm a reflection of my Father, see, we be twinning. Believers are built for the hurricane. You won't go insane when you use the power of his name, because in him is all truth, and that makes you hurricane proof. He who knows the beginning from the end, he who used what I was and where I've been to build character, he who is the author of my narrative. See, the Lord and I are exclusive, so when obstacles become intrusive, he's got my back. So every vicious attack of the enemy that's designed to take me out confirms my clout in the unseen world. So when Facebook trolls bring negativity, all of a sudden choose life by hitting the block button. When Black Twitter becomes poisonous and bitter, choose life and hit a do not disturb button. When the wannabes flood your Instagram, choose life. Ignore them as if they were unwanted spam. Remember to exercise your power to choose and choose life because you are hurricane proof.
Woo-wee!
Wow. You should see me doing my dance.
Hey. That was so, so good.
We built like Bermuda. We hurricane.
We so built strong, baby. Built strong.
Yeah. Four tough, honey.
I love that. That was so good. That was so good. You guys need to share this show because it's a lot of inspiration on there. We're just gonna end it with that power punch right there. Thank you so much to the girl Monroe Gantt. Tell everybody where they can follow you and book you and all of that.
Well, you can follow me on Facebook, but remember, don't come with the negativity, because I'll block you. But you can follow me on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gantt. That's G-A-N-T-T. You can follow me on Twitter at For Real, the number 4 Real Gantt, G-A-N-T-T. And you can always follow me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Listen, you guys, this was a great show. Thank you so much, ladies. I couldn't do it without you guys. I'm so glad that God brought us together. And I'm just so, you got to tune in so she'll be back. Estelle Monroe Gantt will be back next in her next segment soon. So you got to stay tuned for that. Gina Jean's always with me. She'll be back too. I know you got some shows coming up, Gina. We got a couple of seconds.
I do have some shows coming up. Well, actually, next weekend, I will be at Triple Effects right here in Newport News, Virginia. I will be in Gainesville on October the 4th. So God is moving, man. God is moving. I'm just taking one stage at a time.
It's so awesome. And we'll both be in Augusta, Georgia at the family reunion with iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed.
So we'll.
Everybody, we'll be there October the 12th. So like I told you guys, please come up with us. We always have a ball. Last year, Bobby Brown's family, they had a cooking station. They was frying fish and barbecue ribs.
Good, girl.
And I'm talking about finger licking. Do you hear me?
It was good.
I'm talking about some cooking going on. And there's a lot of good music, you guys, always. I think the Hamiltons is going to be there again this year. And I think Cupid is going to make his way again because everybody loves them and over there in the South. So they're probably going to be there. But some other artists and stuff. Last year, they had Dougie Fresh. It was off the chain. So,
come on now, Gina G on the scene.
Yeah, Gina G on the scene. Well, listen, that's what we'll be October the 12th, and so look for us for that. But you can always follow me on Gina R. Prince on Instagram, Gina R. Prince. And you can also follow me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook and on Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook. Listen, we love you. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. And thank you for telling your friends and helping us be one of the number one radio, internet radio stations around the world. We so appreciate you for tuning in to CBS Radio. And we love you. So live healthy, live whole. And even though we had technical difficulties today, you guys, we still had a successful show. God,
come on now.
I'm so thankful. Mm-hmm. I'm just thankful. So no matter what's going on, he still got your back. So live healthy, live whole. Live in your destiny. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.